Radio.
Hello. Hi, everybody. This is John, and welcome to another brass knuckle edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. As you may know, the Bang Radio Hour is primarily a football show, but Tom and I only do one big show per month in the offseason, and this one ain't it. This is a minicast, some of our best bits from the illustrious 14-year history of the Bang Radio Hour podcast. Minicast is going to be between, 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe 20 at the most. This is meant to be shared. If you are a listener, send this around to people that you don't know. Bother them with it, really. Just hassle the shit out of people. Become a spammer. Send the Bang Radio Hour around. If you send it around more than anybody else, we will send you a special prize. No prizes. Okay, we're going to start off with something special. We're going to go on a field trip. Every once in a while, we will do this. It's a quick field trip out to YouTube to see something funny and football-related. This one is from 2009, and I tried it out, and it still works if you follow Tom's instructions. So I hope everybody got their permission slip signed. Here we go.
Let's go on a Bang cartoon field trip.
Time for a field trip.
Let's go on a Bang cartoon field trip.
And now a field trip.
Oh, this is great. So everybody go to YouTube.
All righty.
Everybody get on there.
This
is so much funnier than Ray Maluga dry humping Aaron Andrews last week.
Because he pussed out.
This is the funniest damn thing, John. I just can't wait to hear you laugh at this because I know you're gonna lose.
Am I gonna be out of control?
Yes. All right. I want you to put in the search bar on YouTube.com. I think everybody listening's there now.
I think the whole world knows what that is, yeah.
Right. And I want you to type two words. Just type referee gropes. Two words separate.
Referee what?
Space. Gropes, G-R-O-P-E-S. Referee gropes.
Referee grope. Okay.
And come on. And the first
thing
you see.
Referee gropes Cardinal player.
That's the one. Play it, please.
All right. Here we go.
Click that and play that.
Let's see which player is this.
Hold on. Here it comes.
Let's see what we got here.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Look at his face. He gave him the shock thumb, got him up off the pile.
You have to watch it again.
I am going to.
You have to. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, his face is great. Oh, look, he goes right for it. This will get you off the pile.
Ooh. Dude, what's up with that? What is up with that? That is the best.
Well, the NFL makes him protect that quarterback, Tom.
Yes.
He probably got a bonus for that. He had to have a TV timeout so he could go wash his hand. He ran over and shook it around in a Gatorade bucket.
Oh, God, I got to watch it just one more time. I've seen it 100 times already. I can't stop watching it.
Oh, his face is great. Who is that? Is that Dockett? Dockett got the old stink thumb there. Woo! Dockett gets the ride. You see how high in the air he goes?
That is the best.
All right, everybody. There's your field trip for the week from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Field Trip.
Field Trip.
Bang Cartoon Field Trip.
Field Trip.
You know what? It's funny. You got to compare these. I found a clip of Stephen A. saying no.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you got...
No.
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 All right. Well, that can be our new collection this year.
Right.
Well, last year we collected what? And this year we can collect no's.
Exactly.
All right.
I love that.
I love that one. That's too funny. All of our collection of stupid what.
Well, now this is funny because Stephen A. now gets into it with Jay Crawford, and I don't usually see that. It's always him and Skip back and forth. Well, now he's going to go after Jay Crawford too.
Let's look at T.O. on his own though. 69 catches this year.
On his own.
Excuse me.
Sounds like a chicken coop.
It does. It sounds like a chicken coop.
Excuse me.
What? Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. I've got Skip saying that. Hang on. Wait a minute. Here we go.
Excuse me.
What? Excuse me.
Excuse me.
No.
No.
Excuse me. Jesus Christ. If you're his father, aren't you putting your hand in your head? I'm going, oh, God, it's his mother's fault for making him wear a dress until he was 5.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay, wait a minute. Don't say anything. Just listen. All right.
Excuse me.
No. What? Excuse me.
No.
It sounds like the Three Stooges.
It does, doesn't it?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, hell, I'd never heard that one before.
What? Excuse me.
I like Stephen A. What? Excuse me.
Excuse me.
What? Excuse me.
No. No.
That's funny. All right, let's continue here.
Oh, first of all,
it's not 100.
First of all, watch your tone because you sound like Skip right now. Let me check you for a second.
I'm just asking you to answer the question. Don't push blame off on everybody else.
Why can I not?
Let's look at T.O.
What are you talking about, T.O.? What receiver you know produces when the quarterback doesn't? I don't know that person. If you are Tony Romo, the pressure gets to you. You're distracted. You walking around. Well, if I win, I win. You know, if I lose, it's just a game. You come back next year. You try again. This laissez-faire attitude towards winning. What kind of champion do you know acts like that? Champions step up in pressure moments. They wear it on their sleeve. It aches them. It kills them. They want to depress. They're not happy. This man acted. He got romped. I was there. I covered the game. I was there in Philadelphia. Got stomped and beat down by the Philadelphia Eagles and looked as if he was ready to go to Tony Romo's or Fridays or Ruby Tuesdays or something to meet up with Jessica Simpson. He didn't seem fazed at all. That is a
Ruby
problem.
Tuesdays.
If you got that problem at your quarterback position, don't come talking to me about some receiver. I don't want to hear it. Look, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Skip goes, okay.
Damn, has Jessica fallen off that far that they can only go to Fridays?
This man looked as if he was ready to go to Tony Romo's or Fridays or Ruby Tuesdays or something to meet up with Jessica Simpson.
Hey, why don't you meet me at Fridays, Tony? I'm going to get some of the barbecued chicken skins.
No, honey. Let's go to Ruby Tuesdays.
I don't like Ruby Tuesdays. They don't have the good chicken skin. God damn it, Tony.
Oh, come on.
Could you imagine Stephen A. Smith talking sports with his friends in like the town square, sitting on a bench or something, middle of the lunchtime?
Why can I not?
Right.
He'd get arrested.
Yeah.
Hey, people would be looking at him like he was getting ready to pull out a gun and start assaulting people. You imagine him flying around inside. What are you talking about? What?
Don't
you, are you? You just best watch your tongue. You sound like Skip.
Don't come Jumping talking to me about some receiver. I don't want to hear it. Look, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Don't talk to me no more.
Oh, that's great. All right. One more clip of these two, man. And this is the final, and this is the best stuff. Listen to this.
Jerry Jones, the ultimate Barnum and Bailey showman, threw three grenades into that locker room. Pac-Man, Tank, and Team Obliterator. And predictably, it exploded. And now he's gotten rid of one, Pac-Man, two, Tank, and the ultimate
grenade.
Why'd
you bring up Bill Parcells? Didn't Tony Romo botch the snap and lost the playoff game to Seattle?
But
excuse
the team
me.
Was out
what
of control.
How are you out of control?
I said this.
How are they out of control?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
How are you out of control?
How are
out of control,
Tom?
How are you out of control?
That's great.
Mix that with the Kelly thing.
With the, oh, God. Now, see, I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry.
Okay, hold on. Just
Kelly!
Yeah!
How are you, Alex Drew?
It sounds like some backup singers from Motown or something.
Right. Well, here, there's more. Listen.
Sky.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, you
stop
know
it.
I'm right.
Stop
about
it.
This.
Stop you it.
Just
you've, been
hate,
you've been hating on it. You always talking about me.
I'm
you've
just telling the truth.
Years.
I'm just
you've been hating on it for years. You've been hating on it for years. How are you, Alex Drew?
Yeah. It made your dog bark. Got your dog barking at it. It's so high pitched.
His voice went so high, my dog heard it.
How are you, Alex Drew? You've been hating on it for years.
He's got some nice singing in there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Please move on to the next subject.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Yes!
You just
no
want to go
objectivity.
Do another interview.
We gotta go.
Please.
We've
I'm not
gotta
interested.
Go.
I did it already. Maybe you should
somewhere
interview somebody.
Somewhere in the middle lies
How about
the
that?
Truth.
All right, there's the end.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush.
John Ben.
And Al Pacino. And you're listening
to John and Tom
on the Bang Radio.
Whoa!
Oh, I just hate myself.
I will say one thing in defense of M. Night Shyamalan. I will agree with him on every movie except The Happening. I like The Happening.
Really? Yeah, the only guy in the country that did. I find M. Night Shyamalan incredibly boring. And The Sixth Sense was good.
Yeah.
But people that they go, oh, really? What did you think of Signs? I just laugh in their face.
Well, Signs was all right. That was after Sixth Sense, wasn't it?
Let's talk. Okay, we have aliens that can travel all the way across the galaxy that are allergic to water.
I know, isn't that great?
That's three quarters water, and they are completely mystified by a pantry door. Uh-oh. We didn't count on pantry doors. What the hell are we going to do? There's a 10-year-old with a squirt gun. Oh, shit. Wrong planet. Abort.
Oh, this is great.
All right. All right, Luso 2KX, Vic and the Eagles together. That's comedy that really writes itself. Yeah, I apologize, everybody. It's been a weird month for me. So cartoons are coming.
Yeah, apologize that your free service isn't updated, Bang.
Yeah, you bastards. There's like 130 of them in the archives. Go watch them.
All right, let me do this part here.
All right.
Chris Cooley, we love Chris Cooley's blog.
Yeah.
All right. He put out a blog on August 9th that says, "Don't get fined." That's the name of this blog.
Uh-huh.
All right. He says, "Camp is well underway. So let the multitude of meetings continue, all kinds varying from local gang activity to how you handle your baby's mama." "A training camp wouldn't be right if the team didn't acknowledge every aspect of daily life. And, oh yeah, don't let me forget the compelling hours spent on the finer points of offense and defense. Whatever meetings are on the horizon make for a special surprise. But it seems something always needs addressed. One of my favorite annual meetings was held as the team gathered restlessly yesterday afternoon. The NFL dress code and fine schedule."
Ooh, the dress code.
"Because this seems to be a sensitive subject, I feel inclined to reserve all judgments on the way the National Football League runs things and simply state the facts. I have learned from the mistakes of fellow players like Antonio Cromartie that announcing public disdain can become a fine in itself."
Oh, that was ridiculous, Cromartie getting fined for saying the food sucks.
"Even if it's tweeting something as simple as bad food in training camp. Per our meeting with the Redskins uniform checker," I can't think of a better title,
right,
"I fully understand the NFL has established dominance over what the players will wear on and around the field. This is a classy game, and nothing like a hand towel taped up or a t-shirt coming out of a jersey is going to jeopardize that. To begin our meeting, a couple important items were given attention." What?
"Can we at least do something? Roger Goodell, look, when you've got these really dark black-skinned defensive linemen, dude, they bend over at the line, and you can just look at their jock straps and their buttholes. You know, when they're wearing the white pants, and you're going to make these guys wear ties, but you're still going to leave that out there? Jeez, look.
First, the league will not be rescinding fines like they have in the past. If you mess up with the uniform, you're basically paying. No questions asked. Second, an example will be made out of what the NFL considers second-time offenders."
Well, something's got to pay for the Christmas party.
"Right. This consists of anyone who has received a uniform fine in the past, but not just the recent past, back to previous seasons. If you have a second-time offense, the fine is around 100% more." So I guess they're going to double the fine.
Well,
it's like speeding in a construction zone.
Yeah.
The league is also taking inventory from last season about what players have been getting away with. For example, I have had my jersey tailored for the last couple seasons and have now made it on the possible offenders watch list."
It's tailored. Oh, there's actual shoulder pads under his shoulder pads to give him that classy look.
"Other guys have been wearing their socks too high or too low. Many have their pants too high. Some have the wrong gloves. Others are trying to put messages on their tape."
Ridiculous.
"We've even gotten to the point where we're naming offenses after players, like the Tom Brady. I won't buckle my chin strap, so now I'm going to get fined rule."
Well, why don't you fine the Cleveland Browns for that shitty helmet? What the hell is this? You've been around for 75 years at least.
I think you should fine them first for their shitty team.
Yes.
My God.
It's their fault.
Did you see the interception fest by the Browns Saturday night?
No, actually, I missed all of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I was watching.
I mean, it's preseason, and you know me, I'm the first one to say preseason is the biggest joke in the world, but Derek Anderson looked like he was just trying to throw to the other team every single pass.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
You don't
want to
see that.
The actual strategy of the uniform checker was also brought to our attention. Whoever is in charge of the home stadium will be spending the game scouring the field and sideline with a pair of binoculars. We're going to get these motherfuckers.
Your cup is too big. My wife keeps looking at it.
Yo, man, I don't have a choice.
What the hell?
No player, coach, trainer, or ball boy will be passed up in the search for uniform infractions. What are they going to find a ball boy? $10,000
If his balls are hanging out, dude, I think that's a violation.
The livelihood of the uniform checker is at stake here, and he takes this job very seriously. The meeting went on and on about how the NFL wants guys to feel good and look good, but it seemed to keep contradicting itself with the concept of nitpicky fines. We ended with a couple questions. I asked where the fines went after they came out of the check. The answer, to charity. Clinton figured that the fine would be a tax, would be a tax deduction since it was going to charity. But that idea was confirmed with a direct no and an explanation that the money would be taken pre-taxes out of your check.
Oh, damn.
I think I'd be calling a lawyer on that one.
Yeah.
We wrapped up with the dude telling us that he played 12 years in the league and understands the way guys want to wear their uniform, but he will still fine us if we don't comply. Awesome, Chris says. Okay, here we go. Just for fun, I figured I would list some of the fines mentioned in our meeting and the amount of the fines. $5,000 fines. High, low, whites on socks. Okay, so if they're too high or too low.
Do they have like a little stick if your socks are this high, you can't ride this
ride?
We'd love
to see the uniform checker run out and put the ruler up by the sock.
That's what they do during
TV.
And
then he starts, like he's a policeman writing a ticket, and hands it to
All right, buddy, just pick him up and that's that. That's what they do during TV timeouts, you know? We're watching Budweiser commercials. They're out there getting their crotch measured.
Here comes a uniform checker.
Sunday afternoon, 1:45. I'm here at the Detroit Lions versus Cleveland Browns game. It certainly appears that several of these people are out of uniform. This is the kind of crap that we can't have in this country.
In fact, I'm fining all of them. You said Detroit and Cleveland? I'm fining all of them for impersonating football players.
And then I'm fining the crowd for showing up for this crap. What's the matter with you?
All right, more $5,000 fines. Pants not covering the knees. No skin should be shown below the waist.
What is this, 1952? Are these...
bandanas.
Wear a poodle skirt out there. That'll keep you covered.
The wrong nasal strip.
Really?
Is a $5,000 fine.
How do you get the right one? What is it?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Hand towel alterations. Towel must be 7 to 8 inches and have no tape on it. No tape on it?
7 to 8 inches.
What if they use the invisible tape like you wrap Christmas presents with and they can't see it?
So. It's scotch tape, dude.
Tape is not the same color of the shoe. You know, they wrap tape around their shoes. If it's not the same color of their shoe, it's a $5,000 fine.
Well, then you should make the equipment man have to pay that.
Right.
You know?
If your jersey is untucked, usually there is a warning for this one.
Yeah, like when you're getting up off the pile and somebody's yanked your shirt out. All right, get it in there.
If your jersey's cut too short, if your sleeves are coming out of the jersey, only the quarterback can have this and only a certain amount can come out.
What, like undershirt sleeves?
Yes.
Okay.
If your chin strap's undone, $7,500 fine.
That's a safety issue.
Yes. $10,000 fines. Personal message. On your uniform. You know, like in college, they've been on the
eye black.
They've been putting like their zip codes or their area code, whatever.
Well, what about Chad Johnson's jacket? Hall of Fame 2000 what? I guess that counts.
$10,000 fine for any second offense of a $5,000 fine. If you wear the wrong attire 90 minutes previous and after a game, clothes must all be Reebok apparel.
Reebok? Do Reebok makes ties? Because I always see these guys in ties and shirts after the game.
No, it's from 90 minutes prior to the game up to 90 minutes after the game.
So at these press conferences when I see them in shirt and tie. Peyton Manning comes out impeccably dressed.
I guess.
Jeez, they're going to fine him? I doubt it.
Tent advisor must have a doctor's note for a tent advisor.
Doctor's note.
For a tent advisor.
I'm sorry. I thought it would look cool on TV.
There is also a special fine schedule for the postseason. The minimum fine in playoff games will be $10,000 and $20,000.
Damn.
Between $10,000 and $20,000. Mm. The minimum in the NFC Championship is between $50,000 and $75,000. And for the Super Bowl, the minimum fine is $100,000.
Jesus Christ. Just for having your shirt out?
Well, there you go. Just a little bit of a knock from the past from Chris Cooley before he became a radio star in Washington, D.C., when he just used to write a blog. And I believe that was when he was a player. And he's 100% right. And that was what the rules were like then. I mean, Jesus, they just don't get anywhere but worse. The stupidest damn things that the NFL figures we actually give a damn about. I know for my own personal well-being that my Sunday is ruined if a defensive tackle has his goddamn shirt tail out.
Anyway, that's enough for this week. You can follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter. You can come see us on Facebook on the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. And you can come see us at BangRadioHour.com, where you are invited to hit the donation button. And then you are invited to hit the donation button again. And then you are invited to call up your spouse and ask them to hit the donation button. And then call all of your siblings, your brothers and your sisters, and ask them to hit the donation button. And then your aunts and your uncles and your great aunts and your great uncles call them and say, great aunt. Later.
I'm home.
Hi, Mum.
Wow, what's that?
Saltwater supercars from Shell. Toy cars that run on salt water.
Science-fueled family fun. Fill up with £30 or more and you'll qualify to buy a car from just £3.99.
Track ready.
Check.
Saltwater ready.
Check.
Go!
Fill up on fun with saltwater supercars at Shell. Participating sites, conditions apply. See shell.co.uk/saltwatersupercars for details.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.